שיש לי לנשמת הילד יסוד צבי בניבלם חיים טויבים הרב בשויל בשביל הרב the Ramban in his letter that when it was written it was addressed to his son which was really the letter that was to be written to all of Klal Yisrael he writes Tisnoyik Tomi Ledaber Kol Dvarecha Benachas Lekoil Odom Ubechol Eis Ubezeti Notzel Menakas Shehi Midoro Lahachti Bnei Odom. And then the Ramban is Mamshech Kein Omru Abiseinu Kol Akoyis Kol Minei Gehenim Sholtim Boi. They talk about Midois. It's one of the first times that we specify the topic of Midois. Why specifically Kas? Because Kas is a Midah which incorporates many of the Midois. Rubai of the Midois, as a matter of fact, the Musa Svarim say, whether it's Gaiva, whether it'll be the opposite, Anova, and certainly Kas, a Kais in itself, that itself is a Midah. And I, before I even begin, I'm, as I said last night, I certainly am not somebody that can get up and say that I have mastered the Midah of Kas, and have Adarabah v'Adarabah, if I would be somebody that got up and tell you that perhaps I don't have a temper, if I tell you that I've mastered the Midah of Kas, then Mestam, you should find somebody else to speak. Because what are you going to hear from such a person? You're going to say, him, he doesn't have Kas, he doesn't have a temper, he doesn't understand me. And Kas is something that many of us, maybe sitting over here, maybe many of us have. And I myself am certainly not Naki from this Aveira. And like all of you, I'd like to work on it. That's why we all came together tonight, to try and figure out what can we do that this Midah shouldn't destroy us. The Gemara in Saita says, Shrek Lecha Zach, it's one of the worst things, I think, in Gan Shas, what it says. Shrek Lecha Shebeshrek Lech. The Gemara says that, it's the same man Omar, I think it's Rav Chizda, that like Znus destroys a house. Everyone understands how that could destroy a house. Says the Gemara, Kas also destroys a house. And the Gemara equates them. Everyone understands why the first one destroys a house. But Kas? So you see, this Midah is something that we all want to figure out a way to free ourselves of, to control it. So therefore, I am in no means parted from this problem. And other Abba, we've come together to try and work together on this issue. So if you have this issue, you're in good company. And I don't just mean myself. I don't just mean myself. Milanu Godl mi Moshe. Milanu Godl mi Moshe. That's the Gemlashan of the Chazal, who's bigger than Moshe, than Einu Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal say that in three places. The Sifri brings down already. Kivyachol Moshe. And Zan Madrega Taka, but Moshe Rabbeinu Kivyachol came the day Kas, Ubali day Toys. Moshe, Chazal already said, Adenainu Moshe. The three places that Moshe came the day Kas, and Kivyachol was Toya. And there was another Moshe, a Moshe that lived in our time, Moshe that was also an Anuv called Adam, a great man. And it's Yadua that Rav Moshe, many stories about Rav Moshe, one famous one that comes to mind that I was zeichet to hear from one of Rav Moshe's children, Zan Gezund. And I heard the story, I saw the story in a certain storybook. And I asked, I was at a chasana, and I asked Rav Moshe, one of the sons, I asked, is it Emes? Did the story actually happen? What was the Maisa? The Maisa was that his Talmud, his closest Talmud, Mr. Alpert, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, also was a great Yid, and he was overlooking Rav Moshe, used to write all day. Anybody who knows Rav Moshe would sit and write for 12, 13 straight hours, Rav Moshe would write, from Basikin, Bismincha, Rav Moshe would write and write. And he had over there, he had a fountain pen. For the people that don't know what a fountain pen, it's like a fancy cell phone, right? It's like a really smart phone. And it had ink, and you had to dip it in, and dust. And he had by his table, he had an inkwell. In those days, this is after the war, they came out with what's called the Schulzinger Shas. It was one of the first concise sets in such a tzura. And Rav Moshe was given a Schulzinger Shas. Rav Moshe had a Shas. And Rav Moshe had his inkwell by the Shas. His Talmud, from the Snalpert, his very close Talmud, was standing near him, and he accidentally pushed over by mistake. He was looking what Rav Moshe was looking at, and he pushed over the inkwell. And there's all of a sudden, the ink, of course, the ink spreads, and the ink went all over the Shas, whatever krach it was, and went all over the Shas. And Rav Moshe, in Gantz and Ruig, Rav Moshe turned to him, and said to him, doesn't the Shas look nice and blue? Rav Moshe. I asked his son, is this story true? Is the story true? So he told me like this. Now, before I explain the story, I wanted to tell you, I was zeicher today to see something. What was I zeicher? I was walking and I saw a person, and he had a brand new car. And you have to understand, if you think, what, he's going to get upset with Moshe about a Shas? A Shas is like, that's a davar ruchni. What's he going to do? It's hypocrisy. He'll get upset about it. Just understand, Rabbi Yisai. So somebody with a brand new car, and somebody opened the door right next to his car. Right? He didn't even touch the car. Maybe it was maybe a touch. I don't know. Maybe the fish some sheet is. I'm not sure. But he mamished the person right next to him. He was getting out of the car. He came out. The person got out of the car and started screaming at the top of his lungs. I can't say what he was screaming, but in English, he was screaming, it's not very nice what you just did, and don't you realize that this is a new car, right? And he was turning all different colors. He already started out one color, and he started into all different colors, and he was screaming and screaming at the top of his lungs, this is my new car, right? So, shtazach for lahavdil, bein kaidish l'chol, bein tumah l'taira. But imagine, just imagine for a moment if it was you, and it was your brand new leather shas, and there weren't too many shas in. Just shtazach for if it would be your car. And Rav Moshe and Gansin Ruig. So his son said like this, he said, yeah, I was there at the story. Afterward, I went in and I asked my father, Azam Maisa, unbelievable. And Moshe didn't, in Gansin Ruig, he didn't react. Doesn't the shas look nice in blue? Yeah. So Rav Moshe said, it's taka unbelievable. Rav Moshe told him in Yiddish, he said, taka maritika maitza. Mistama, one day they're going to write it in a sefer about me. Rav Moshe said, mamash, unbelievable story. So he said, make sure when they write it, that they write, das ist gewesen a ganze Leben von Arbeit. It was an entire lifetime of work. It was an entire, you think it just, all of a sudden, that I was born like that? It was an entire Leben of work. So make sure when they write the story, that's how they write it. So I showed his son how they write the story. The Rav Moshe, that was Rav Moshe. That was always Rav Moshe. Lashon of the story. So Kapanim, Rav Moshe already, Milanu Godol B'Moshe, but Moshe told us, you're in good company if you have a temper that you have to work on, you have kas you have to work on. And there's other stories Rav Moshe. I heard once in Maisa about Rav Moshe. I heard it from somebody, Zebashas Maisa, Rav Moshe at the end of his life. They were trying to find the blood. They were trying to find they had to take blood, so they were trying to find the vein. So the intern was somebody who was not very skilled and whatnot, and he was mamish poking and poking. And Rav Moshe, each time he poked, Rav Moshe said, it's okay. Anybody who knows, that pain is extremely painful. Extremely painful. I had to go for an operation, it's a hernia, so klein zach, I had to go for an operation. And that I had the gilgal of that intern. Right? But unfortunately for me, I knew the story from Rav Moshe the entire time. I had to sit there saying, it's okay, I still feel the pain, it's okay. But imagine that's the intern, and he walked out, he told the person that I heard the story from, he told the person, he doesn't know who the Jewish people, who they are, but if they're all like this, he doesn't understand why the Messiah hasn't come yet. Right? The answer is because they're talking not all like that. Not all like that. That's Rav Moshe, but it was a lifetime of Arbit. It was a lifetime of work. And there were other greats. Sol Meir, the Chafetz Chaim. And how do we know that the Chafetz Chaim was a Kaisen? He had a Midah Chalili, he had a Midah of Kas, Nishkaven, a Kaisen. How do we know he had such a Midah? Because of Sol Meir, it's Yadua, the people heard of Sol Meir, the Hedek Chafetz Chaim used to walk around and say things to himself. Now they put you places when you say things to yourself. But in those days, he would work on himself. And they would hear Sol Meir saying, I saw Meir, du bist a Kaisen. As du bist a kayin, kayin a kapdan imein, the Chazal say. Sol Meir, you're a kayin, you're a kayin. Sei still, be calm. He had that midah, he had to work on it. So the Hedek HaChavetz Chaim, Yilanu Gadol bin HaChavetz Chaim. There's a maisa with Yisrael, with the Remeir Simcha. It's a very long maisa, I won't be Meirich, I'm sure you'd like me to, but I can't now because we have a big agenda. But the Remeir Simcha, there was a big, very, very, very famous maisa. It was right before the first war. And Meir Simcha, there was in Russia there was a big medubber about teaching the Rabbanim Russian or whatever language there was over there, that the Rabbanim should know it. And in those times they were fighting against the Rav Mitam and the other Rabbanim, the Rabbanim. So there was all Shaila if they should, yes, be Machnas at least, that the Rabbanim should know. In their day that was the fight, if they should know the Russian language or whatever. And Meir Simcha was a very big proponent that they should. He was very strong that they should, because we need to have a stronghold by the government, and that at least the Rabbanim should learn the language. And they called an Asifa together. And of course, the only person that they didn't invite to the Asifa was Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Because Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, everyone knew, was misnagid me'oy to this. That was Dain Shita and Brisk. And that's that Shita. And so he wasn't invited, and there was an Asifa, and Reb Chaim Moise was there, and all the G'dayli Oilim were there. And the Chaim was quite old at the time. and Chafetz Chaim didn't attend. And the story goes that at the Yatsifa it was Borer that they were going to be machlit. The convention of the Rabbanim there was going to be machlit that the Rabbanim should be machnis into their own curriculum, the Russian language. That was a world gone by, Rabbi said. But that was the fights back then. And Rechaim Soloveitchik, who of course came and did whatever he can to chaylik, but it was a battle beroyiv and battle ber Chaim Oizer, who was battle bekolah Rabbanim. So Chaim Oizer sent a message to Chafetz Chaim, who was a strong misnagei to that side also. He sent a message that if you don't come now, then it's over. Then it's over, and then we lost. And the Chafetz Chaim came. So the Chafetz Chaim came to, I think the story was, I might have a mistake, but I think the story was in Petersburg. He came to Petersburg. So when the Chafetz Chaim came, people were asking the Chafetz Chaim, why he came now, my high. So the Chafetz Chaim said, because they're doing an operation on my sister. Chafetz Chaim is a sister in Petersburg and doing an operation. So yeah, it says in the Chazal, Emor l'chachma, achoy siyat, you say about the Torah, you're my chvester, and they're trying to do an operation on the Torah. That was the Chafetz Chaim said. That was the only thing the Chafetz Chaim said. And Chaim Moiser, when he heard that, the Chaim Moiser said, is the Chafetz Chaim halt nisht? The Chafetz Chaim doesn't hold like that. So Chaim Moiser said, so he's bottled to daita to the Chafetz Chaim. Once Chaim Moiser was bottled daita, all the Rabbanim were bottled daita. And the Mela didn't pass through in the end, but so if the war broke out anyways, and the whole thing wasn't again. Maisa, the Meir Simcha, the story goes that night they were staying in an inn, all the Rabbanim were together, and the Meir Simcha, the Heidika Masha Chachma, our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Simcha, that they heard the Chafetz Chaim was in his room, and that the Meir Simcha went into the Chafetz Chaim, and he was shouting at the Chafetz Chaim. And he came in and he shouted the Chafetz Chaim, and then he walked out of the room. And then they heard Meir Simcha go back into the room by the Chafetz Chaim. And then he went out of the room. And then they heard him go back in four or five different times, screaming and then walking out of the room. And then finally, Meir Simcha walked out and he said, a kleine mensch came from a kleine gegen, a small person from a small town called Radin, as a kleine verta. He says a few words and the ganze Welt falls to his feet. And that's when he walked away. The Chafetz Chaim said afterward, that yid, Meir Simcha, he's a mardik yid. He said, mardik yid? He said, yeah, because you know, and mamish, he never came the day kas. He was yelling, and never came. He said, that's not called kas. And he says, Meir Simcha was a kayin. Meir Simcha was a kayin. He has the midah. And half a beak, and he controlled himself every single time right before he came the day kas. He controlled himself, mardik yid. They say over that the Chafetz Chaim in one place, we know he took train rides, back and forth, everywhere with the Rav Chaim Brisk, and he never quotes anybody in one place. I think in Tafresh Pei Hei, over there, in Ilchos Shofar, he quotes us something from Rav Meir Simcha, Shamati Tam Yofer, about why the tip of the Shofar, Azazach, I heard from Rav Meir Simcha. I heard a Shein Azach from Meir Simcha. They say he said it to appease him. I always say over, the story is not true, because the Chafetz Chaim finished writing the Sefer in 1906. And this Maisa took place in 1913. So when I say that, so what do the people say to me back? No, if I care, the Chafetz Chaim had gewissed, right? He knew that one day he was going to do something to Meir Simcha, and I'd say, you already appeased him. So you see that you're in good company. If you have this issue to work on, you're in good company, but you have to work on it. Because the Gemara says, Nedarim kol akoyis kol mini gehenim sholtim boi. And the Rabbi Yeruchim and the Bali Musa, they explain, and ain't nish that just the Averas that come of it. The Rishonim Taka say, it means all the Averas that you can come to. But they say it means kol mini gehenim sholtim boi. And the Gemara is mamshech. Not only is the person's life a gehenim, the person's life becomes a gehenim. Chazal tell us that tachtoim yisholtis boi. He has stress and physical problems from it. We don't know this. Chazal said it thousands of years ago already. Kas causes stress, it causes physical ailments. So you better work on it. Kolimina Gehendim Sholtim Bayt. And that Tziv already talks about the first person that we ever find that came to the Kas. The Bitoy of that Kas was Ritzicha. Kain. The Bitoy of Kas is Ritzicha. You look over there, the Tziv says, my will, Lashon of the Tziv, my will wasn't fulfilled. I'm not good enough. Well, my Korban isn't good enough. Couldn't accept my korban, and fakir, he accepted someone else's korban, and the bitoy, the expression of that, akidei murder, akidei ritzicha. That's the first dogma that we find in the Torah of Kas. Oh, and kal v'chaimer when it's somebody else. Yeah, when it's somebody else, everyone knows it's a famous story. Chaim Mibrisk was a meridik koyach akula that he had, and when people would have shilas and treifas, they would come to Chaim Mibrisk, and there's a certain butcher that brought a shilah to Chaim. And the butcher, Chaim told him, it's a hefsek gadol, Rav Gadol, Rav Chaim said that that he can't be meikel, and if Rav Chaim Brisker couldn't be meikel, then nobody was able to. And for himself, he had chumras, but for others, he was. So the person said, "The Rav zogt. If the Rav zogt, so there's no shaila." The next week, this person came for a din Torah by Simcha Zelig, the Dayan in Brisk, and Rav Chaim in Brisk, and he came for a din Torah. The din Torah was far less money. The money of a ganze ox and das was a hoin rav. And over here it was a din Torah for a smaller amount of money. And Chaim Paskin, not like that butcher. So the butcher got up and the butcher said, "The Rav doesn't know what he's talking about, Bichlal." And he started screaming. So Simcha Zelig said, "If you say another word, put you in Chayrim. How could you talk like that about Rav Chaim Brisk?" So he said, "Put me in Chayrim. You should all be in Chayrim." So they put him in Chayrim. That was the Maisa. Erev Yom Kippur, they sent a shliach that maybe they were too strong on him. Nebuch, he was a belighted mensch. He was upset. He was hurt. So they sent a shliach. He said, "I should ask them mechila. They should come and beg me mechila." So remember, Simcha Zelig, he tells Rav Chaim, he says, "Ach v'shteinish." The week before, when it was a hoin rav, he was willing to give up a hoin rav because the rav zogt. So why now, all of a sudden, it was so much less money? And what was it? It was the makib potish. It was tveimel. And Chaim said, "No, but here yenem nem to get. Now somebody else is getting. Somebody else is getting, so then that he can't be soivel." And where did we learn that? We learned that from Kayin. So from that kas, he can go to Ritzicha. From that kas, he can be koyfer b'kol ha-toyah kula. And he can be koyfer b'rabbanam, pasul l'minyan, pasul apikoyos l'kol dine ha-toyah. So that's the midah of kas, kol mina gehenim, ha-sholtim bay. And the Mesillas Yesharim Taka says that. He says, kas is Ritzicha. That's what the midah of kas is, a davar nifla, a davar noira. Kas is Ritzicha. Just that we can't do that. But when you get angry at somebody, what do you want? You don't want him here anymore. But we don't do things like that. And it doesn't matter who. It could be your wife. It could be your children. So we don't really do things like that. But that's the expression, ada soif of kas. That's the expression. The Zayir, in five places, in Precious, in Koyrach, in Pinchas, in Zayir Chodesh, the Kunei Zayir, Koyla Koyis Kilu Oyved Avedizah. The Lashon of the Zayir. Amma brings the Lashon also, but the Zayir in five different places. Everyone doesn't understand this. It doesn't go my way. Right? This is not the way it's supposed to be. The Ribbono Shel Olam calls the shots, Rabbi. You don't call the shots. No, this is not how it's supposed to be. So what's that? That's Kilo Oyved Avedizah. Listen to a Zayir. Pachat Chodim. Pachat Chodim, the Zayir in Parshat Tetzaveh. The Zayir says, HaKoyis HaNeshomak Doisha Mistalekis Mimenu. You ever see someone when he's mad, you understand this. The Neshomak goes away from him. In fact, the fact, V'shoyre Bim Koyma Ruach Ra. And it goes instead, Shoyre Bim Koyma Ruach Ra. He Avoidesar. It comes around to the mensch when he gets angry, a different Neshomak. Basically, you have to work to get that neshama back. It doesn't, the second he's kayas, all of a sudden he stops being kayas and the neshama comes back. It doesn't go like that. And that's called nikra elzar. Al zeh nema lo yebecha elzar. Kayas and Hashem b'kavli hichlifa neshama b'avidazar. It's very real, Rabbi Yisai. And so it goes on. How do you get it back? It's not enough just that, okay, now I stop being koyis, because you got to get the neshama back. You have to be in a matzav again, you have to do tshuva, and you have to be in a matzav where he doesn't koyis. It's a ganze process. Imagine a person, he comes to daven the next day, he comes to learn the next day, and he has a ruach and the neshama of an avodah zarah. There's no neshama there. Kenef hashtein is azach. It's mamish mabla, right? So, kol mina gehenim, the Ramban, when he explains it, he says it comes the day many aveiros. I didn't have enough time, unfortunately, just a tamsis, a kitzer of what you find a little bit in Shas, at least. Not more and more and more of what averas that the Chazal talked about. We know every avera that Kais can bring the day. But just look already in Yeridaya, in Reish Mem, Sif Ches, it talks about Ayidei Kais, he can come to disgrace his parents, a bitl of Kivad Aveim. He can come the day Sheker. And the Gemara says the word Shvek Lecha Sheker, the Gemara in Saita brings down that a person will get upset with his wife. And he'll be Mekaneh, he'll say, even though he wasn't really Mekaneh her properly, but he'll say a kinyan on his wife, he'll wind up killing his wife and saying a sheker in order to kill his wife, al yidei kas, because he got angry. The sirtzach we all know about. Chil Shabbos, the Gemara talks about him getting famous Gemara, that al yidei kas, he can come yidei chil Shabbos, kas come yidei chil Shabbos. I gave this shir, similar to this, in the shul that I'm in Ramat Shlomo. And afterward, a cheder rebbe came over to me, and he said to me, he wants to tell me, I'm married to a shver meisa. Said that there was a child. It was a tachshit. And he said, he noticed that this child was getting very tzibrochen. On one day, on Sunday, after he came back from Shabbos, he saw the child was very tzibrochen and he wasn't able to concentrate. And this went on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Finally, he went over to the child and he asked him, what's wrong? So the child said that this week he turned on a light on Shabbos. He turned on a light on Shabbos and he was a broken bacher, a broken child. So, but they asked him, how did it happen? He leaned against the light, or he forgot, or whatnot. So he said, what happened was, his job in the house on Erev Shabbos is to turn on the lights in the bathroom. That's his job. You know, each kid has a job. His job is to turn on the light in the bathroom. So he says, the week before, his brother forgot one of the jobs, and his father screamed at him and chided him and went very, very upset with him. Went crazy on him, as we say, and screamed at him. So he said, when he came home from shul and he went to the bathroom, realized the light was off, so he had a pachad and he turned on the light. So the boy that was taught, very distraught, so this cheder rabbi didn't know what do you do? What do you do with such a child? So he went to Rav Aaron Leib Shteimer. He went to Rav Aaron Leib to ask him what to say to such a child. So Rav Aaron Leib, Zayn Gizunt, the Godel Ador, he told him, tell him that you heard from Rav Aaron Leib Shteimer that he's oynis gomer ve'einoy chayiv klo. So he said to him, because why? Because he's a child. Because he's a child. He said, no, because nachmos de pachat was at egahat from yenim zakas. So he memelo, he was forced to do it. He was in a matzav of oynis. So he said, should I tell him to that? Would that maybe be a zilzal of his father? So he said, tell him the gadol ador paskin these oynis and tell what I said to his father. So gayudei kas, you won't come the day chil Shabbos. You see, you could. Gemara goes on, Gidur Arayis, you can come the day, the wife will be scared, Eva Menachai, Bal Tashchis, Gemara after Gemara, person won't do, Anoichi Hashem Elokech, he'll come to be Koifer, the Zayah brings down, Ayideh Gaz, he'll come to be Koifer and Hashem. Everybody understands that. He'll come to the Machlekes, he'll come to the Kalala, these are all Gemara's by side. He'll come to the Netir, he'll come to the Nekima, the Gemara brings down. He'll come to the Chil Hashem Shein Kamayu, it's not a Chil Hashem. It's not a Chil Hashem, a person, a Yarmulke, this, he's in the street, he's screaming at somebody, it's not a Chil Hashem, Shein Kamayu. It's a Chil Hashem, which is not savable. Gemara says it comes the day suicide, it comes the day Techach Pen Yosef, you'll come to hit your friend. Chilul Beis HaMedris Beis HaKnesses. So the Hilka Ramba, what's an example of Chil Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedris? When somebody is getting into a fight, he's bekas in the middle of our shuls, in our Mokim HaKodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara goes on, in my rip, I have lists over here, Boise, I'll come with day Loisa Amates, it won't have Rachmanis, I'll come with day Nastvarim, I'll come with day Lashin Hara, I'll come with day Tabali Chaim, and the Gemara goes on, with Farsha, Gemara says in Yavamis, I'm Tatari Zayin, I'll come with day Akriya Sefer Torah, I can come with day Kibrit Khalila Sefer Torah, Chayna, 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 Leyaleinu, what Kas can Gairim, what Kas can be Gairim, and there are many halachas that are based upon this, we'll see tonight, but there are many halachas, you know, the entire Takan of Ksuva. Chazal of Shtanin, a mensch is a mensch. And the whole takan of Ksuva is because maybe he's going to get into a fight with his wife. Kal bein of like, see, just get out of here, I had enough of you. How do you think that person's going to, he's going to ruin his life? So Chazal, they had to make takanas, they masakin a Ksuva for Kaisanim, the Kayhanim, excuse me, for Kayhanim, that have this Mida of Kas. So they're masakin a get Makusher. Anybody who learns that parak knows they're masakin a get Makusher because they want to make it very hard for him to divorce his wife. Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Sadi Gimel Siv Beis, you're not allowed to daven mikoyach kas in a matzav of rage. You have to take the kas away from you. You get all upset, somebody just took your parking spot, you come right in, daven, you're not allowed to daven. Not allowed to daven, shtey. Echeinu, echeinu. Gemara, Erev Shabbos. Gemara says, Tarech lemeimra b'nichusa on Erev Shabbos. You have to say, Shadim Ravdam, Adliku, Esaner, you have to say b'nichusa. What's Erev Shabbos? The Eilik Abach. In Simin Reish Pei, the Bach says, Erev Shabbos is the zman I'm a sugal the most for fighting. It's the man that's mesugal. That's the time. Because that's supposed to be Shalom, the house is supposed to be a Shalom Bayis, and a Zamatziv. So that's the time that something comes. The Gemara in Gittin speaks about that there was a certain mashpachas that had machlekes between them, dafka and Erev Shabbos. What did Rav Meir do? Every Erev Shabbos, Rav Meir went to the house until 3 weeks later he made peace, and finally you see a fire that came out of the house. And the Satan said, Vai lahai gavra da'afkim ebeis, oh woe is to me. Chaim Shulevitz said, I was kicked out of my house. After Chaim Shulevitz, my house, your house. So there went this kas, went this machlekes, it becomes his house. It becomes his house, that's the matziv. So melo kas, I think we all agree, that you have to work on. You have to work on. So I used to say, how do you work on kas? Just go and look at somebody who gets angry. That's all you have to do. If you saw this person that I saw today, you wouldn't have to come to the shir. So that's what I would get up and tell you. Go and work on kas. Just look at the next person that gets angry, and then you're okay. But then I realized I can't even say that. So Gemara Nedarim says, Kol HaKoyes, Mishakech Talmudai Umoisiv Tipshis. You forget your learning, and you become a fool. You forget your learning, and you become a fool. So that's what happens when a person is bekas. Okay. Says the Sefer Chassidim, in Tav Tav Shin Chavav, B'shash Adem Koyes Al Yistakel Adem Boy. When somebody gets angry, don't look at him, not like Alice. Don't look at him. Because you don't forget your learning. I must have forgot this Gemara. I must have forgot this Echazin. Don't look at him. If he gets angry, don't look at him. It's the worst thing that you can do. That's how bad it is, Rabbi Yisai. That the Malach Ra that is created upon him. So what is it, Maisa? So what's the actual Aveira? What's the actual Aveira before we work on the Aveira? So Mary the Kazakh. In Rambam, the Rambam is koilal a lot of these midos together, especially kas. He puts it into the category of ve'olachta b'drachav. And a person, if he doesn't, if he's koyis, if he's balgaiva, all these bad midos that we're talking about, he's not going in the way of Hashem. And the obvious shaila is that shouldn't something as bad as kas, what we're talking tonight, koil minigenim sholtim boy, it's the key to every aveira, shouldn't have the first pasuk in the Torah. It's a shaila convegan by other midos. It's a big shaila, which midos are mefersh in the Torah. It's a shaila of gaibas in the Torah. But the ma'aseh kas is certainly not a mefersh pasuk in the Torah. Shouldn't it be a pasuk in the Torah? So I want to tell you what I found. Tavr noira in the Shari Kedusha. Tavr noira, noira, noira from Chaim Vital. Tavr noira. So for this alone, it was gedai. It's gedai that I should come here. It's gedai you should come here. It's gedai everything. Listen, to Chaim Vital writes. He writes, midos toivus for us. The midas aren't included in tayag. That's the achana, the hikar achana for ki and mitzvahs or bitula. Listen to the lashon. The idea that derech eretz is called malatayr. That's why it's not in the Torah. But look what he writes. Ki yoiser tzarech lizayer mi midas ra'as. You have to be more careful from midas ra'as. Yoiser mi kiyem mitzvahs asei v'las asei. You have to be more careful not to chalila koyis or not to chalila be balgaiva. More than all of the most difficult mitzvahs, more than riyas enayim, Rabbi Yisrael. More than shmir enayim. More than everything. Ki be yoiser bal midas ta'ivis. Listen to Alosh. Ki be yoiser bal midas ta'ivis. Benakil yekayim kol ha-mitzvahs. The rest of koyla ta'ir will be easy. Mayurdik. You hear what it just said there, Rabbi Yisai? And Rabbeinu Yaina says, you know why it's not in the, it's not the first in the Torah? Because b'zeh tishkan ha-Torah alav einene shekhenis le'oilam be'ein be'gufa she'eno bal midas ta'ivis. It doesn't start. Torah doesn't start. It can't rest there. Hey, look at Ramban. Ramban in the Pasuk v'asisa ha-yosheh ba'toiv. Ramban says, Dover Noira. Says, when it comes to Kedoshim Tiyu, that's a Pasuk Kalilela, as the Torah can't, when it comes to Ben Adam Lamakim, tell you, okay, you know, these are Averis, they can't start telling you, don't indulge, don't overeat, don't this, don't that. With the Torah is coiled in one lashon, just be Halik, Kedoshim Tiyu. Zot Ramban Hu Adin, by Ben Adam L'Chaveira, we have such a Pasuk. The Torah can't start telling you, you know, if you're parking a car, don't park that you take up two spots. The Torah can't tell you this. They can't say in every specifics. So the Torah was coiled with one word, Vasisa Yosher Batoiv, be mensch. Be a mensch. Vasisa Yosher Batoiv. And says the Rosh and Ramban, he says, Chazal Oimer, Bader Klal, Yasa Yosher Bekol Dabar, Zeinin Gadol, Yevshel Askir Batoiv Kolan Hoggis. You get the point of what the Torah is trying to tell you. Shlomo Hyman, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, the great Yeshiva of Torah Bedas. When he came to America, people said to him, you're coming to America. You're coming to America. The people that they're coming now, they're taking their tefillin, they're throwing them off on the boat on the way over. You're coming here to spread Torah. What are you doing? What are you thinking? So Shlomo Hyman answered like this. He says, it says in the Mishnah, Mabein Talmidei Avram, the Talmidei Bila. And it goes on and says, Talmidei Avram, Midois Toivois. Bilam's Talmida Midois Royas. And I ain't shown what the Midas are. So here's the Kasha. When you have a Kasha, and the answer is so obvious, what's the difference between the Talmidim Avram and Bilam? And you see, these are the mamish worst, most dreadful Rishoyim, and they are the finest human character known to man. So what was the Kasha B'chlal? Everybody understands. What's the Chilik? It's vision, Talmidim from Avram and the Talmidim of Bilam. So what's the Kasha? So there, you're making a mistake. You know what the Kasha was? The Kasha was that Avram Avinu lived when? Avram Avinu lived in a time that everybody was kfira, was the Ruach Hazman. Nobody believed, they couldn't even remember the name of Hashem. So, and in the time of Bilam, the Ruach Hazman was, everyone was talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Everybody knew about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says in the Chazal that all the waters in the world split. So if you were in the Beis HaKisei door, and you knew about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay? Everybody in the world knew about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And everyone was talking about the Bashefer, the Yevishter, the Rebbeinu Shalayla. So he asked the Kasha, fact the Mishnah, how is it in a time when the Ruach was in Gantz and Kefira, how is it that there's a Talmud by Avram Avinu? Why in the world would anybody come to learn by Avram? when the Ruach HaZman is such kvira, who would go, the Talmidim, who are these Talmidim that they found in Avram Avinu? And Fakert, in a time when the Ruach of the Zman was a Zman, a Matziv of Emuna, Bitochin, Yitzis Mitzrayim, who are these Meshugayim that are looking for something and they found a Bilam? They found an Apikoyres, they found a Rasha? Why, how did this happen, Bichlal, in such a time? So the Mishnah answers, you know what the aside is? The answer is Midos Toivos. If you have the Midas Toivis and there's an Avram Avinu and you have that Bikusha Emes, you'll find the Avram. There could be a whole world Faket. And if you have the Midas Royas, so then there could be a whole world talking about Amuna, but you'll find the Billa. So if Shalim Haim in Zeichat Tzadik Avroch, he said, I'm here, Aaron is here, Aaron Cutler. We're here. If they have Midas Toivis, they'll find us. If they have Midas Royas, they could be with Rav Chaim Moiser in Vilna and they won't find him. Everything is Tali in Midas Toivis. Akol Talibai. As I say, in Chazal, in countless places. But Lamaisa, are there any kulas? That's the Shaila. Kulas and Kas. Are there any times when Taka person does have to be Koyas? So Shver Zach, you're playing with fire, Mishpil, with fire when you have such a Kasha. And we know the Gemara does say, Akoreya, Lavit Mirma Imsa in Shabesi, wants to bring into his house certain, wants to make certain discipline. So then there might, yes, be a mokum for kas. The Rambam, interesting Rambam, the Rambam's the stira bets in the Lecha Mishnah Vekshe in the Kasha, the Rambam in Aleph Dalid, against the Rambam in Deis, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Keitza, lo yehei bal chema noyach lichois, veloi kemeis, sheina markish ala beinani, the Rambam, famous Rambam, he's talking about that a person, when it comes to midois, he should have the shvil azov, he should be in the middle, don't be such a kaisin. On the other hand, you don't have to be like a mace, be beinani. Lo yechois, ela dover gadol. So it sounds like that if it's a dover gadol, you should have a, you're allowed to have a little bit of kas. Doesn't say you can have a, you can't explode, but it seems to be you could have kas. Yet the Rambam says in Deis, the kena kas nida rohi ad limeoi rohi lo adam yisrafek mian ad akseya acher. No beinani when it comes to kas. And Rav Moshe Feinstein and Simon Nandal effect the kasha. What's the pshat in Rambam? Basic mahalach that many of the achrayim take. Is they take, it's a two-part mahalach, they say, avada, that if a person is able to, he has a necessity, whether it's discipline in the home or some other type of necessity, a matzav of kanois, which is mechayev, a reaction, if he's able to just show the anger, show the kas, so that's what he should do. If he's able to just show it, then that's what he's supposed to do. He's not supposed to actually have the anger. He's just supposed to show that it's angry in order to whatever discipline is necessary. If he can't, says the Goyim Rav Moshe, then even that, a little bit of kas where it's necessary, it's like the Goyim Rav Moshe is allowed. A little bit of kas. Rav Moshe again says not to explode. Got to be very careful with this. Rabbi said, what's the Gemara in Gittin says in Dav Zayin? A person at Davav, he shouldn't be matel, Eime Yisera, and that's where all of the Averas came from, etc. But there is a mokim. There is such a mokim. Avada, this also goes in mind with it's the person who told us this had this Rav Moshe. He understood? But they're showing the kas. Amol, it's better to show the kas and not to get into the kas. You know, in the Orchat Tzaddik and the psychologists nowadays, they say that if you're angry at somebody, tell them about it. Tell them about it and get it off your chest. Tell them about it. If I say, what happens when you are angry and your boss just yelled at you or somebody just yelled at you? And you're driving home and you're thinking of, and you're reliving the experience over and over and over in your mind and you're reliving it. And he said this, why did he say this and this? And then all of a sudden you come to your house and you're about to explode, right? Because you keep on building it and building it and building it. And then what happens? And when you talk about it and you say it to your wife, you get even angrier. Right? Does saying it over, does it always get it off your chest? So the Orchat Tzaddikim, he says no. He says the more, you know what happens when you get angry? And you get angrier. And you get angrier, you get very angry. You get very angry. Now I'm not saying if a person is doing it, and maybe this is the oimik kavanas of the psychologist, if he's doing it b'chidei to be calmed down, if he's doing it because he wants to get more angry, then avada, that's more disastrous. But if he's doing it to get calmed down, then maybe there is a bit of a chachma bagoyin. Maybe there is a bit of that chachma. You know, the Eilike Stipler used to say, what's the pshat in these frogs? Elche frogs, the frogs, the makat svardeya. What's the pshat in these frogs? Elche Stipler used to say, what happened? The Rebbeinu Shalom at Geshik, ain't grace a frog. No, comes, is there in the front of the paro, in front of the paro. So paro says to him, Yasir, get my clap. Get my clap, the frog, get my clap. So he goes over and it gives him a grace a clap. All of a sudden it turns into two frogs. Right? So he says, Faiz, I'm from Eretz Yisrael, I know all the names, everybody. He says, Faiz, get my clap! Get my clap! Say, get another clap! No, Saddam, get my clap! Get, bite the schlong stuff! And the it turns into two, into four, into eight, into. You know, Rabbi Yisai, at what point does somebody say to them, Rabbi Yisai, Ichmein, Nakidai? Nakidai, it seems to be that every time you hear Ichmein, Achmashtay, the cup from the Rabbisha, yeah? Oh, but this is Azei Vait, no? Like Azei Vait, once you hit the frog, Einmal, Tzveimal, Jaimal, Filmal, but they kept on going until the entire Mitzrayim was filled with frogs. Why didn't they stop hitting? It's like the stipler. What? And Kass is any different? And Kass is any different? What happens when you get angry? So you get angrier. And what happens when you get really, really angry? Really, really angry. So that's what happened over there. They just got angry and they weren't doing things with Seichel. The Seichel was Nostalik Mikan. As I say, that's how you get the frogs. So that's what we find in Chazal. As I'm asking where to get angry. Lemaisa, there are other places in Chazal you find that there's a mokim for anger. You find in Chazal, you find here, at least a kula, I'll call it, a kula. You find in the Mesil Zesharim, in the 11th parak, it's written more halachadik over there. The Goyin says that there could even be extra words because he had to be Mayrich and Pratim for the Dikto Kalacha. In the Mesil Zesharim, bin Dabar Atta, bin Yin Kas, so he writes like this, very interesting. He says that level of Koyla Koyis Kilo Ivid Avid Zara, that's the most extreme. You know who that is? That's a Nichas Al Kol Davar. He's angry about everything. This guy's always angry. Always angry. That's Koyla Koyis Koyla Gimine Gehedim or Shultim Boyin Kilo Ivid Avid Zara. That's an extreme level. Sisharim is a little bit of a savior. Not every time you get angry, are you called mean again? I'm shulten by you the kola koyes kido ayved avodah zarah. He says yesh kasin rochlik mizeh vushleil kol daver. Not on every zach. Hashem yavod shalikert sinai cotton gadol. No, says Amol. He gets angry. When he's angry, he has a kas gadol. So that person chazal kol kasha lichois v'kasha leratzais. He's hard to get angry, but he's very hard to appease. Zeh ravadai. Also no good. Also, no, but then the kaisim pachois. No, a person has to know at least what to work on. Pachas mizeh lo yichois al neafidu kshiagil kas. It takes him a long time to get angry, and when he gets angry, kas katin. He needs a ruachlik min ayefsid. This is a vada far better than the first guy. Says the seals of Sharim. He says gam vaday zeh. It's not naki. It's not naki. Shlo yagil is naki. Okay, but chach he's somewhat in control. Says the seals of Sharim. Then you have Yeshoy Pachas. Kasha Lichais. Vikasa Loila Ashkis. He's hard to get angry. And he's only angry. Kama Rega. He's only angry for a little bit. Like you see in the Bashefer La'avdol. He's only angry for a bit. Biteva Hakas Misayr. The Rega, he realizes I'm in angry. Gam has Boina Tisayr Kinego. He says, it's not Kedai. It's not Kedai. He gets angry. And he's able to calm down. Yeah, you know what that's called, Rabbi Yisai? That's called you're in control. That's called you're in control. Doesn't say, Rabbi Yisai, you're not allowed to have a machlaikis. People are different, they fight. But it says, ein machzikin b'machlaikis. Why does it have to continue? So he just have a fight for so long, so many years, because he did this to me and that. He doesn't even remember what he did to him. Ein machzikin b'machlaikis, it says. People are different, people get angry. But why does it have to continue? Haben seichel. Then he goes on and he says, "Davar Noira, Omnam there's a mid of Hillel. Hillel's Oilel Kaleilu. He didn't get angry, lo yamak bil shum davar, and that's mamish the highest madrega." I want to explain for a minute the story with Hillel. That's a high madrega. That's a madrega which the Seals of Sharm himself admits that it's a mamish, a beyuchatik, a person. Mai said, what was the mice? You all know the mice, the famous Gemara. And Mai says, well, Oilem, you should be an honor of like Hillel. And very famous Gemara, the Gemara says that there was a person he had a bet with his friend. He said, I'm going to make Hillel angry. And the person said, if you do, I'll give you 400 zuz. So he went and he knocked on Hillel's door on Erev Shabbos. He went and he started, the Hillel was already taking his shower, the cup of Shabbos, and he started asking him, he knocked on the door, Mikan Hillel, where's Hillel? This character Hillel, that's how he talked. Hillel, the Gadolat Dor. Hillel comes down, the famous Gemara, won't be Mayrich. He comes down, he started asking him all types of Narish Shailas, why the feet of the Africans are like this, and why the eyeballs of these people are like this, and thus. And then, so Hillel answered him, B'li, you asked a very big Shaila. And he answered him, he went back to go back to his shower, he knocked on the door again. The final, he goes and he sees this Hillel, it's going to be very difficult to get him angry. So he says to him, Rebbe, I have a lot of, Hillel, I have a lot of Shailas, and I'm afraid you're going to get angry. So he said, angry? Ask me all the Shailas you want, I'm not going to get angry. So what happens? He says to him, you're the fellow they call Hillel? He says, that's me. He says, There shouldn't be any more people like you. He says, B'ni, why are you so upset with me? He says, because of you, I lost 400 zuz. And so he says to him, 400 zuz, he says, Rabbi, it's kedai to lose 800 zuz, but Hillel shouldn't lose his cool. And that's the end of the story. But I want to explain this Gemara a second. Erev Shabbos. Remember what we spoke about Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, that's a time when people get very upset. Erev Shabbos. Mikan Hillel. Hillel's doch the god lador. If Hillel would walk into the room right now, we'd all die on from the spot from the Kiddush of Hillel. 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 Heilike Hillel. Hillel. Kola Toira Kulas Hillel. Hillel. Hillel, the smallest of the Talmidim of Hillel, Rabbi Yechonen as Ben Zakkai, the smallest, the Rebbe from Rabbi Akiva, Hillel. And where's this Hillel character? Starts asking him Narash Shailas, and then he says to him, I'm afraid you're going to get angry at me. You're going to get mad. Hillel, that's like Mamish putting it into him as you're going to get angry. And Hillel doesn't lose his cool. You understand this? And then the Gemara calls this Anivus. For Shaykh Anivus, I would call this Savlin. Vazach Anivus. So I want to tell you a story. In 1975, there's a Yid walking down the street. All of a sudden, the Gadol HaDor on Grant Street, in the Lower East Side, all of a sudden, the Gadol HaDor, Moshe Feinstein, walks over to him. And he says to him, Yo, what can I do for you? 1975, Perler walking down the street, the Gadol HaDor comes over to you and says, Yeah, what can I do for you? All of a sudden, when he realized what had happened, let me go back now in the story. What had happened was that his son, Moshe, was across the street, this fellow. And he said, Moshe, come over here a second. Moshe, come over here a second, he called his son. And Moshe Feinstein, that was across the street, heard somebody call, Moshe, come over here a second. So all of a sudden, Moshe came over and said, Yeah, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? You understand now the story with Hillel Rabbi Isai? Because when Moshe Feinstein walked down the street and somebody said, Moshe, I've been Moshe. What? Because I wrote Igris Moshe and Dibris Moshe and Golat Kul and Masmid Ador and Gadol Ador and Poisek Ador and everything Ador and Bal Chesed Ador also. So somebody calls Moshe. So what's been Ech? So therefore now you can understand the story, Rabbi Isai. He calls him that. What am I? I'm a Hillel. Onov. Onov Mikol Adam. What's been Ech? He wants me. Needs me. Needs my help. But Rabbi's got very big questions. It's, I don't know. And this and that. So now you understand, Rabbi Isai. That's the Midah. That's the Midah. And the Chinuch brings down. So that's where we're going for. But the Chinuch, he gives another kula. The Chinuch says in Shin Lamechess, he says, Yefshe liyo yisa adam kehefen shein lahoyfchim. What do you want? A person tells you off. He says something not nice to you. He screams at you. You're not a stone. That you're not mechuyev to. You're not expected to react. You can have a reaction. You can have a reaction. You know? So the Chinuch says, Titzavo yisanu nisracheik from the Midah. Don't start with this midah. But if somebody screams at you, says, so what do you want? You're allowed, al pi halacha, to react. He says, if you don't react, like Hillel, those people are the anavim, the people that don't react. You know why they don't react? He comes into his house. He told his wife, do such and such for me. I need the supper. The second I come home, I'm in a big rush. She doesn't make the supper. What's your first thought process? Your first thought process, she doesn't hold of me. That's what you think, right? I don't understand. If someone were here, she would make the supper. Right? She doesn't hold of me. That's what he's going on in his mind. Hillel also. Why didn't Hillel start screaming? He doesn't hold of me. He doesn't hold of me, this person. Right? You tell so-and-so to do such a thing. You ask him, could you please do me a favor, etc. He doesn't do it. What's his problem? He doesn't hold of me, Bechlau. It's not that he doesn't hold of you. It's not that he doesn't hold of you. Right? Anav. But that's a high madrega. The Chinuch says, at least, not to be someone that works with this midah. If somebody hits you, he yells at you. So then, you're allowed to react. But don't explode. Don't explode. You're not a stone. You're allowed to react. And he says, Davar Neira. He says, if you work with this midah, the king, Yinatzel Adam, Misha'ina Bal Kitata, should know, if you're not a kaisin and you're not a troublemaker, a machbal machlekes, la yecharfu b'nei Adam, anyways, people aren't going to start up with you. Chinuch. They're not going to start up with you. Zulasi, the only people that are start up with you are shoitim hagimur. Total, utter fools. And you know what? Who cares? If you're a person that doesn't start with people, they're not going to start with you. Who's going to start with you? A shaita gamer? No, that I can handle. So thus is Adkan, the chelik akulis. But it's more in Torah. Everyone knows in Torah, there's a malkim for a midah of kas. People, you see, fighting and learning. I'll just tell you that the Gemara in Tainis and Dav Dalit says, Omar Avino afilu hachi, mevoi le'inish le'meilev navshe benichusa. Even in Torah, Mol, it's Kedai. You know, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, that they besoif, they become oyavim, They start out oyvim in the fighting, the machlekes in the base madrash, and by saif they become oyavim. If you see that you're all fatayinin and upset with your chavrusa, you know, not just in learning, you're bothered by him, you're bothered afterward. He's bothered by him, he's annoying, he never listens to you, he doesn't understand you, he's always talking. Then there's a problem here. It's an oyvim that's not becoming an oyavim. It's a problem, Rabbi says. Sometimes you have a chavrusa shav, you're listening, he's not talking to him, he's not talking to him. It's great, because the chavrusa shav in front, he's not talking to him, he's not talking to him. So in the middle, the two of them can learn together, and that's a go. But it's a vada, that's not the derech atayr either. The mid of kas is there, it's there for the purpose of. Actually, the Mechtav Eliyahu and the Osameach, they write, that's why the Torah doesn't say, loy lichos. Because the Kohen can't write words, loy lichos. There's a makim. We need to have a makim of kas in the base medrash. So that the emes should come out, but it's only when there's a bikash emes. Maimar Muzker, a Talmud Chacham has to be more careful with the mid of kas than anyone else. In Lashon HaChazal, the emes in the Pasuk in Tanakh, it says, but Reif Chachma, Reif Kas, with Reif Chachma comes Reif Kas, the Mitzutis explains. Because since a Talmud Chacham, he's a wise person, he's a smart person, so Mela, he sees problems much easier because he dissects things, miyadi, chaps things. He also is lave, he thinks all day. So when a person thinks all day, he sees things, he picks up on things more. It's not his fault, it says in Chazal. Haitzur b'mirabbanon, the Gemara says in Tainus. He's got an H that's boyer in him of Torah, especially when it's in Yanei Ruchani, it bothers him, it shares him. So you have to understand, but he has to be more careful because the Chilash Hashem could be greater for Shteitzach. But to say that we have a Rebbe, that's already a Mishnah. Loi ha-captain, loi mate. Loi ha-captain. A captain can't be a Rebbe. The Lashon of the Rambam, he says, let's say you have lazy pupils, Lashon of the Rambam, lazy students, and you have to get angry. So Tehillik Rambam, so then show them you're angry, but not in the lathe. Lashon Rambam, I saw a Dover Neuren to Pharisee Yisrael. It should be a mitzvah of Farsi. Pharisee Yisrael says, what does the Rambam mean? He says, it should be clear to the children that he wants their good. So if he's getting angry, but it's clear to the children that he constantly wants their good, then when he's showing the anger, they know that he's not really angry. I will read you from the Lashon of the Chzaynish in Amud HaBitachon. This is one of the strongest Lashon in that Sefer. That Sefer should be required reading. It is required reading. But listen to what the Chzaynish writes. Min hamafsidim hayoyser ikrim. What's the worst hefsid? By a malamid. Hayoyser malamid bilti yisholeh. This Malamid, a rabbi, he's a built-in Muslim, he doesn't have proper mitzvah. Kasher mi yasir talmidai. When he goes and he gives musa to his talmid. Bebitui gas, vizakas roigis, he's angry and he's balgaiva with them. Allahovala, whatever they did wrong. Yeah, the student, he was spieling, he was mischievous. Asher also, misarev kan ra vitoiv. It's mixed here, ra and toiv. Ra because he's having the bad meat, is toiv because he's giving the musa. Im yesh kan tayeles. If Taka, the Tachanich, the student, is going to hear the Moser, Al Chetoy, the Goymer believer is going to decide that he doesn't want to do this Chet anymore. Yesh kan Indian raw. Shechanich Misragel Begasus Upekabdonis. He also learned how to have Balgaiva, and how to have Ragzonis, how to be a Kaisin. And he was Makabal that may Rabbi Shemishdamish Bemidois Amegunais, Vishas Taychacha, Vegotol Shimusha Yoiser Titamuda. The shimush of seeing a Rebbe that has bad midas, that's going to be a more impact. And the Talmud copies the Rebbe. It says the Musar Gam Kein Lekuya is ruined when it's mislaved together with these midas ras. Look how much this bothered the Eilek Zayish. You have to do tshuva on these midas. The Rambam brought in the Aruch Hashulchan and Tafresh Beis. Al Toymar Shein Tshuva Elo Me Aveiros Sheit Be Maisek Against Nus Gezel Gneiva Elo. On midos lechapis deis was yesh loy lashuv lemin hakas or min ahevim min akina. You have to do tshuva. So what hates us? And he hates us to save us from kas. No, so the lashon for shteitzach, lashon of the Orach Tzadikim. It's a wonderful lashon. Can help us hopefully. Orach Tzadikim says hashtika mevatelas hakas. If you're quiet, it works. You know, all those 8s is 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Right? Just be quiet. Gam kol namuch mevatel hakas. Like the Halakha Ramban says, talking in a low tone, somebody got you upset, be calm, speak low, you won't be able to explode. The Balatanya brings down, Amar Chazal, Kalakoyes, Kilo Ivid Avarizar, Hatam move on the Yoide Bino, Shveiz Kaisa, Nistalke, the men of the Amuna, we saw from the Zayar. Work on Emunah, he says. If you work on Emunah, these are all the 8s. If you work on Emunah, so then you won't have as much issues in Kas. Chayne kein, I always tell people, just be aware that you're angry. If you realize you're angry and you remember the stipler's frogs, that also helps me. Anytime, oh, the stipler, I have tainus from stipler. I think the yard site is a chayin. I think the yard site. Every time I get angry, I think of those frogs at the stiplers. And every time I think of an Arab fellow going and hitting a frog, I say, you, what's this? Fatima, Yasir, Saddam, the whole chayin. These are eitzes. That's an interesting thing. Rashi in Bab Metzia says, pas shachris. You see tomorrow morning, right, when your wife, you know, when she doesn't give you the breakfast on time, you sit there with the pas shachris. I saw another eitzah that in the fact, I think it was in maybe the Peliyayetz, says, take the tzitzis and look at the tzitzis. Right, you see people when they walk out of here today, you see them going like this. So these are the eitzes. But not chal tzabaisai. Chmein, I think we need a little bit of chizik. I'm going to have a vizel chizik in the Indian. After all that, that's not chizik, nothing. That's the agdara of pas. Nachalts, I think you need chizik. Rabbi Lapian, Zichron Levracha, used to tell a story about an old man that lived in the neighborhood. You know, is that old grumpy man, that old angry man. Everyone knows that old angry. And the children, he used to like, you know, they used to spiel and he used to yell at them and this and that. And well, suddenly he got very sick one day. And all the kids found out that this old man, the Chevra Kadisha, was already by the house. And they all found out, and they all wanted to see what's going to be. They wanted to see the Shema Yisrael of this Alta Mensch, this person that gave them such Agmas Nefesh and whatnot. So they all went there, and there the Chevra Kadisha surrounding the bed. And they went, and they're climbing, and all the children are standing there by the window. And they're looking by the window to see the last moments of this angry, bitter man. And this angry, bitter man, with the last bits of kayach that he has, he sits up, and he screams out, "Get down from that window! Get down from that window!" And with that, he lied down, and he died. Dr. Veli Lapian, instead of saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, from the fence to get down from that window. So that's what Kas is, Rabbi Yisai. What's the fakir from Kas? The Chzainish. I heard the story, it was also a few days before the Chzainish was Nefter. And the doors had been closed by the Chzainish because he was so weak. But there was somebody who needed to see the Chzainish, needed to have an Eitzah between the Chzainish. So he snuck behind in the room, behind the Chzainish, behind the window. And he climbed in through a window and he asked whatever the Chzainish had asked, whatever it was, whatever necessity. The next day, he came to daven by a minion that they had in the house from the Chzainish. And he asked the Chzainish, Mechila, I'm afraid that maybe I made you koyes. I heard this story from a son of somebody that was there, Bashas Maisa, said, I maybe made you kayes, and I'm asking you mechila. The Chazanish looked at him and said, by me, I am machzik, es kas, lemita, meguna. Kas is not in my metzias. That's the difference, Rabbi Yisai. Sachayach, the only kas I can have on you is that your chay should be that I would be kayes. Hey, look at Chazanish. What's menucha, Rabbi Yisai? What do we want? We want ruikait. What's menucha? You know what Menucha is? Seven is always considered this world. Eight is the next world. Right? Eight is Lamaila Minateva. Eight is Mila. Eight is the amount of days you have to wait for a Korban. It's eight. Eight is the 7 days. The days before the Yom Kippur, the Avitis HaKoyin, the Koyin gets ready for 7 days. Eight is already always Lamaila Minateva. Minateras is the eight. Lamaila Minateva. And Nun? Nun is the 7 times 7, we know, is the 49. And after that is 50, is the Yovel. That's already showing Yovel's drawer and freedom. And Noch. Noch, Noyach, Menucha is the root of Lemaila Minateva, where we live in a realm of Menucha. And what is Nach? That's Naches. That's in Ganzen Ruig. That's what we all want, Rabbi Yisai. Because I'm in Ganzen Ruig. They say a story, I think there's Lach of a Maggid, I think it was, that he had a tefillin, I think, from the Baal Shem. I think that was what it was. He had the tefillin from the Baal Shem. And his wife always asked him to sell the tefillin. We don't have Pashat Parnasa, we don't have money to eat, we don't have anything. And Bashim Panavaif, and he wasn't willing to sell the tefillin, but he found out once that there's an esrog in a neighboring town and that he could buy the esrog, and he never had his own esrog before. And Taka, he sold the tefillin for the esrog. He came home, his wife sees the esrog, she says, "Esrog, where'd you get the money for the esrog?" So he told her he sold the tefillin. So this Heilike Tzadeke is a Genukiat, she can't anymore. She wasn't able anymore, that was, you know, she couldn't, you know. B'shas Kaisoy, Azei Shtei Techinoch, you know, she couldn't handle it. She took the Esrog and she threw it on the floor and broke the pit. Right? And this Heilike Tzadek, he looked up at Shemayim and he said, "Hey, B'shta, Tfilin Habich Nisht. I don't have the Tfilin. Esrog Habich Nisht. What, Shalom Bayis I also shouldn't have. I won't say one word." That night his father came to him in a dream. His father said to him, when he sold the tefillin for the esrog, the rash that went on in Himmel, the foundations that were shaking in Shemayim from that maisa, was like, noira, noira, everyone, what was going on? What was going on down there? But then afterward, when that's a geschweig, when you were quiet, that was far, far, far greater arash. Far greater arash. When a person is in ganz in ruhig, in control, in control. There was a Gemara, the Messiah, the Gemara says, a shocking statement. Gemara Psachim, Daf Samach Dalet, Gemara says that a person who's koyes, if he's a chachim, the chachm is nostalgic for him. If he's a navi, the nevuah will be nostalgic for him. It's a famous Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya, if he was paisik to him to be a gadol, it was paisik to him that he should be of greatness, he should have greatness. So then, even if it was paisik to be the greatest person, but it will be taken away from him if he is koyes. As I state the Gemara brings a raya. What's the raya? So Gemara tells us that when Shmuel went to find the Melech Yisrael, so he went to the Bnei Yishai, and the pasuk says over there, Loi bezeh bocha Hashem. He went one by one to all the sons, Loi bezeh bocha Hashem, Loi bezeh bocha Hashem, Loi bezeh bocha Hashem. By the final son, by Eliyav, it doesn't say anymore Loi bezeh bocha Hashem. Over there, it tells us a lashon al tabit al yoifyoi. Shmuel was told, don't look at his, looks like the person who's ready to be the Melech Yisrael. Meant obviously in every aspect, in his godless and everything. Don't look at him. Ki me'astinu, because I moyes him. Says the Gemara, mashma mikara da'avei rachim. Sounds like that originally this person was, yes, Roy and beloved to be the king of Klal Yisrael. The other ones, it says, Loi bazeh b'ach Hashem, didn't choose this brother, didn't choose this brother, didn't choose this brother. But this one, it seems to be, he did have the chosen, but it seems to be he was beloved and he lost it. Says the Gemara, what was the Maisa? Chazal tell us that David came out to the field to help his brothers. I mean, the whole story, Akapan, what happened? Eliyahu said, what are you doing here? I know what you're doing here. You want a sakranut, it's called in Hebrew. You're just trying to see what's going on. This, go back, and who's watching the sheep? And he got angry. Eliyahu, the brother of David HaMelech, got angry at David HaMelech. And Chazal say that because of this, Eliyahu lost the melucha because he got angry. That means that one moment before, Eliyahu was the one that was really ready to be the melech of Kol Klal Yisrael. But because he got angry, he lost it. And Rav Eli Lapian used to cry, Abayisai, we would be saying Eliyahu melech Yisrael. Eliyahu melech Yisrael, chai v'kayon. We would say, Mashiach ben Eliyahu. And he lost everything, everything, because of Kas. From one moment to the next, Eliyahu melech Yisrael, chai v'kayim, keser melucha, on Eliyahu's cup. And he lost everything. Math of a fella, in the psikta state, that if Eliyahu had ganz fine reason to complain, he had a lot of reason to complain, but if Eliyahu, at that moment, b'shas kaisai, if Eliyahu would have shvagged, he wouldn't have said anything, he would have been mekabelit, he wouldn't have said a word, so then we would say Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yankov, Elikei Eliyahu, says the psikta. But because of the kas, he lost everything. Everything gone. The Ramban, the Mantat Slichenu, the Chol Drachenu, the Niskel, Oilom, Abba, Tzofen, Letzadikim.